Okay, before we get to Tosfos, I need to speak a little more about the Gemara, because it's apparent that a little more has to be explained about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara says, Lo sasei gredam nolan didachi, diksiv lo sil bashatneis gedilim tasalacha. Gemara said that we learn asei decha lo sasei from the fact that tzitzis is daicha shatnes. That's pashat the Gemara. So a lot of you have been bothered by the fact that by tzitzis, just take off the tzitzis. What do you have to be daicha lo sasei for? What do you have to wear shatnes? Let's just take off the tzitzis and finished. This is the question which is bothering many, and apparently the Rabbi Chana from yesterday, at least the way I explained it, was not adequate to resolve the question. Therefore, we need to just talk a little bit about Mitzvah Tzitzis to get a better Havana into the Geder of the Mitzvah. Now, let me be Magdim. Mina Torah, every corner of your Beged has what we call 8 strings. It's 4 double strings. B'loshem b'nei Adam, we have Shmoina Chutei Tzitzis. The 4 Chutim of Tzitzis min HaTorah are not all Lavan. Lavan means non-Tchelos. Lavan is white. You need strings of Tchelos. How many strings of Tchelos is a Machlekes Rishayim? Machlekes Rishayim, if 4 out of the 8, or 2 out of the 8, or even one of the 8. But some of the strings have to be tcheles, and the rest, lavon. That's a mitzvah in HaTorah. So that, if we would have tcheles today, or those who feel they do have tcheles today, they put on tcheles, they have still the same 8 strings that we have, but they have, some of them wear 4 tcheles, some wear 1 tcheles, whatever they do. There's tcheles and there's lavon. Lavon, the white strings, could be either min haknaf, the same min as the beged, or it could be made of tzemer. Tzemer is a catch-all, it works for every beged. Those of you who wear cotton begadim have woolen strings. The strings today, they don't make cotton strings, they only make woolen strings. So today, we only have woolen strings for our begadim, and that is because wool is good for everything. The hechruch, that there must be shatnez and tzitzis, only is in one case. And that's the case where you have a beged of pishtan, a linen beged that has 4 corners, and you're putting on tzitzis bizman hagemara, when they had tcheles. So there you had no choice but to put on tzemer, because the tzemer is a requirement of tcheles. Teich tcheles is tzemer. Lavan could be anything. So the Gemara is saying that from the fact that the Torah says Gedilim Tasalach, Lasil B'Shatnez Gedilim Tasalach, as Megalatas, that even though you have a 4-cornered beged of linen, you're allowed to put on a strings of tcheles, and there is no issue with putting it on. It's mutter. So the Gemara wants to say, from here we're going to learn out, asay is daicha lo sasei. That's the shakel v'tari in the Gemara. There are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are called mitzvahs kiyuma, a mitzvah kiyumis. These mitzvahs are called, each mitzvah is called a mitzvah kiyumis. What is a mitzvah kiyumis? We're talking here about mitzvah sasei. Mitzvah sasei, most mitzvah sasei are mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis means a mitzvah you absolutely are obligated to do. For example, you're absolutely obligated to shake a lulav. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. You're absolutely obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And most of the mitzvahs asay of the Torah are mitzvahs chiyuvis, the mitzvahs that you are absolutely obligated to do. It's not totally in any tenoim, any conditions. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There are a number of mitzvahs that are called a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis is a mitzvah which, if you want, you could go your whole life and never do the mitzvah. If a person wants, he can never wear dalet kanfos and never wear tzitzis. He can do any aveira. You can go his whole life never wearing dalet kanfos, no aveira. That's called a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah which you could be mekayim. You could, yeah, you could not. Mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah which you could be mekayim if you want. Mezuzah. If a person wants, he could live his whole life by other people's homes or live in the street, and he'll never be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. He'll never have his own place, and he'll never be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. Or makkah. Probably most people today are not mekayim mitzvahs makkah. If you have a roof on which you go, so then you need to have a makkah. Or a porch, some hold needs a makkah. If you buy a house that has a porch or has a wall around it, or a roof with a wall around it, you'll never build a makkah your whole life. That's okay. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Under certain conditions, you mechuyev to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you bump into such a net, and even if you bump into it, only if you want to take the eggs or the bird, then you send away the mother bird. Most people are never mekayim mitzvahs shiluach hakein. These are all mitzvahs kiyumiyos. They're mitzvahs basically that depend on a condition. If this, then there's a mitzvah. If you have a house, there's a mitzvah. If you have a roof, there's a makkah. If you have a beggar, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. These are called mitzvah kiyumiyos. The mitzvah kiyumiyos, there are three choices. You can do the mitzvah, you can be mevatel the mitzvah, or you can be parav. Do nothing. Now, the question is, by the mitzvah of tzitzis, we were saying that you're allowed to wear a beged of arba kanfos, made of linen, and put on strings of shatnez. So the question is, tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis. I'm not obligated. Why don't I just take off the linen beged? And then I have no mitzvah, if I take off the linen beged, then I have no aveira. I don't have to wear shatnez. And I don't have an aveira of tzitzis. I'm not even not the asay, not the lais asay. It's efshel l'kayim shneyem by not wearing the beged in the first place. This is the kasha that is disturbing everybody, at least those who spoke to me this morning, that just don't wear it. Why do an aveira in order to do a mitzvah which you're not obligated to do? So this is a legitimate question. If I say doicha leisa, say if it's only hutcha, means we don't really want you to do it. We're stuck, so you could do it. So what do you mean you're stuck? You're not stuck. Take off the beged, the pishtan, and you'll be okay. This is the kasha. In order to understand the Rav Elchanan, we really have to learn a Mordechai in Menachos, in Perek HaTchelos. The Mordechai explains the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Mordechai is quoted in the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simin Yud Gimel, Sivkot Ches. And the Rama brings the Mordechai. The Rama there brings a Pekitzer, and the Magen Avraham explains it. So that the Mordechai is not a Das Yachid, it's a normative Shita. It's a Shita in Din. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Beis also talks about this Mordechai, and he agrees with him. The Mordechai says the following Chiddush. The Mordechai says that there's no Aveira in the Torah to wear dalet kanfos without tzitzis. The Torah never said, loy silbish dalet kanfos b'li tzitzis. It's just a mitzvah to put tzitzis once you have dalet kanfos on your body. you have Dalat Kafis, then there's a mitzvah. Well, if you're going to put on the Dalat Kafis and not put on strings, so you're mevapel, then it's a saseh. It's true. But, zok the Mardechai. Let's say it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos, and you put on Dalat Kafis, there are no strings on the corners. You put on a beggar of Dalat Kafis, there are no strings on the corners. What do you do now? Now on Shabbos, you can't put on strings, because you have to make a kesher shel kayama. You can't put tzitzis on Shabbos, it's impossible, because it's not Teichel Shabbos. Shabbos is a lav sheyesh bekaris. I say it's not Teichel lav sheyesh bekaris. The Magen Avraham says, the Mardechai says, that you're allowed to walk around a whole Shabbos with dalet kamfais that don't have strings on them. Don't have tzitzis on them. There's no Aveira. We'll talk about it. The Mardechai says there's no Aveira in walking around a whole Shabbos with dalet kamfais that have no tzitzis on them. What? It'll be the same thing. It was nifsiku. No, it doesn't say that. Definitely not. The Mordechai says, and listen to his lashon. He says, "V'chayiv lotzeis mebayis shein by mezuzah." If you're in a house and there's no mezuzah, you're obligated to leave the house. You're not obligated to leave the house. You're obligated to put on a mezuzah. If it's Shabbos, somebody's mezuzah falls off on Shabbos, so you have to move out. You don't have to move out. You can stay in the house, and you're an onus. You can't put on a mezuzah. You're onus on the aseh, but you're not going to do the aseh either way. You stay in, you move out, you're not doing the aseh no matter what. So what's the difference if you stay in the house, you go out of the house? You're not doing the, you're not a kind of mitzvah either way. Zok de Mordechai. Just like mitzvah mezuzah, you're not mechuyev to leave the house because you can't put on a mezuzah. The same thing on a beged of, if you're wearing a beged of dalet kafis and it's Shabbos, you can't put on strings, you're not mechuyev to take it off. The Mardechai holds you're allowed to even put it on in the first place. Because there's no aveira of putting it on. If you own a house and you don't live in it, you don't have to put. Somebody rents an apartment or buys a house and there's nothing inside. He's not mechuyev to put on a mezuzah. It's chayvus hadar. When he lives there, he has to put on a mezuzah. That's true. If he keeps his things there, he has to put on a mezuzah too. But the point of the Mardechai is, he's not mechuyev to move out, move his things out, because to avoid a bittul aseh. Because his point is, the Torah doesn't say loy sador bebayis she'ein by mezuzah, or loy silbish dal kafish she'ein by tzitzis. There's no lav. It's a mitzvah aseh. If you can't do the aseh, so you're not doing the aseh. You're not going to do the aseh whether you wear it or whether you don't wear it. You're not doing the aseh. There's no iser in the wearing it. It's het. By the mitzvah kiyumis, the mitzvah kiyumis is a, there's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah, to build a mikvah, put up a mezuzah, put on the tzitzis. There's no aveira in, there's no lav in being in a hecha timtzum where you can't do the mitzvah. That's the way the Mordechai shtels avek. This Mordechai is brought la halacha, except that midrabanan, we don't wear dalet kafis without tzitzis. Midrabanan. Where the drabanan comes from, I'm not sure. But we're talking today about the Daraisa Dikadin. The Daraisa Dikadin is this way. There's a big nafkamina of Daraisa Drabanan. Right, of covered abriyas. Let's say you're in shul and your tzitzis rip. In the street, your tzitzis rip. So if it would be an issa deraisa, you have to take off your beged even in the street. Issa drabanan, not covered abriyas, you don't have to. So the Mordechai says that it's only a drabanan. On Shabbos, it's only a drabanan.
Are the right to carry?
The karingis was a separate issue. So let's say we're talking in a place where there's an eriv or in a house, because the karing issue is a, sort of a separate issue. But as far as its dina tzitzis itself, it's an issur d'rabbanan. When do we hold is it din tzitzis? If you put on dalet kafis, you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Yes. Yeah, if you have a tzitzit in your drawer, there's no mitzvah. That's Beishamay. We don't pass that Beishamay, pass that Bezil. Beishamay holds that even tzitzit in your drawer needs tzitzit, but we pass that Bezil. So it's only a chayv when it's worn. You do. The Mardukhai says when you're wearing dalet kafis, you're obligated to put on tzitzit. The mechuyit. On Shabbos, you're anonymous. You can't.
So how do you.
So I'm not, for today we're talking there's an eruv. I'm not going into the Hitzah issue because it's a whole different discussion. It has nothing to do with Bechol Eisa say. So we're talking there's no issue of Hitzah. You're in the shul and the ribs, whatever the case may be. Okay. The Mordechai, by the way, is not only on Shabbos. The Mordechai would hold true if you're in a place where you can't get a mezuzah or tzitzis. If you're in a place where you can't get a mezuzah, let's say you're in your house in the middle of the night and you notice that one of the doors doesn't have a mezuzah, it must have fallen off. You don't have to move out. You don't have to move out. It's not Shabbos, it's a weekday. I guess in theory you could take a piece of parchment and start writing. If you know how, you have to. But if it's a hechatimtza where you can't get a mezuzah, you're not mechuyev to move out. Start clearing. Are you mechuyev to wake up your neighbor who's a cipher? Start clearing these things. But if you're in a place where you can't do it, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to move out. Same thing with the strings in the baguette. If you're in a place where there are no strings, so let's say you put on Arba Kappas and Rips and you're on East 9th Street. So immediately you drive down to a Sfarim store and you buy strings and you put it on. According to the Mordechai, as long as you don't do anything else. As soon as it rips off, you have to put it on. You can keep the dalet kafis on, jump into a car, drive down to the Sfarim store, buy the strings and put them on while you're wearing it. Because his point is that the mitzvah of tzitzis becomes a mitzvah when you put on dalet kafis. So you could put on the dalet kafis and then put on the strings. Now,
you don't have the strings yet.
If you're an onus, if you're a pesheya, no. If you're an onus, like on Shabbos,
you were wearing it already. If you weren't wearing it, you wouldn't be allowed to put it on.
I think you'd be allowed to. If you are putting it on and you're an onus, the gabi the strings, then you're okay. I'll explain that it does stem with Rebbe Chanan. I'll explain this. I want to get to. Yeah. Now, there's a Taisvis on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, the top Taisvis. Taisvis says that the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're not mekayim when you put it on. You take your talus, you put it on. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a second after it's on you already. In other words, the moment you put on dalet kafis, then you become mechuyev to put on strings. And a second later, you become mechuyev in the mitzvah. Taisis Lashon. B'shas ituf akati loy mechayev. When you put on the beged, you're not mechuyev. B'shas ituf, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. Ad achashe nesatev. Until you're already wearing it. Very dachistic, no? When you, what? You would have, so that, we'll talk about that. That's the Shagasai talks about the Bachshu before or after. But, you hear the Nakuda? Taisa says, your mitzvah tzitzis is the second after you put it on, not the rega you put it on. In other words, you're not mechuyev to put on dalet kafis that have tzitzis. You're mechuyev to put on dalet kafis. Once you put on dalet kafis, then you're mechuyev to have tzitzis. Am I being clear? That's a good kasha. One second. What? No, you have to put it on. It can't be.
No, it's already on. It was on before the chiyuv.
So it's every time I put it on before I wear it. It's always that. What? While you're putting on, you're not mechayiv. It's right after. Let's say you have a person, not Shabbos, a regular weekday, he's doing an aveira. He's putting on a talis without tzitzis. Is that an aveira b'kum v'asei? Or is that an aveira b'shev al tasa? You have a question? You have a person putting on dalet kafis that have no tzitzis. He's doing an aveira. It's a weekday, and he has strings, and he has everything available. He's putting on dalet kafis without tzitzis. What's the aveira? Is it an aveira b'kum v'asei that he's putting on dalet kafis without tzitzis? Or is it an aveira b'shev al tasa that he's wearing dalet kafis and failing to put on strings? Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis says that the aveira of tzitzis is shev al tasahu. Is an aveira b'shev al tasa. Where is the list of aveiras that are shev al tasa? Oral hazai zemel sadin b'tzitzis kivseyetzer shayfer v'luiv. Oral shev al tasa. Shayfer, of course, is shev al tasa. The aveira is yidin blow shayfer. Luliv, of course, is shev al tasa. You didn't put on the luliv. You didn't shake a luliv. Tzitzis is shev al tasa. So this is here. Because you're not mechuyev till after you put on the dalet kafis. Once you put on dalet kafis, then you're mechuyev to put on strings, and you fail to do it. So that the mitzvah of tzitzis begins after you put on the beket. So we have here a mitzvah kiyumis, and I think it's true about all these three, about Makkah and Mezuzah too. The Mordechai puts them, mentions all three. All three mitzvahs. The pshat in the mitzvah is, once you do a condition, the condition is you have a roof, a house, or a beggar, then you become mechuyev in a mitzvah saseh. Once you have it, then you become mechuyev in a mitzvah. If you don't put on tzitzis, yoyve b'shev al tasa. You're doing an aveira by failing to put tzitzis onto your beggar. The Mordechai and this taisis is haynu hach. It's all one idea. The idea of the way we look at mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah. When you're wearing dalet kafis, then you have a mitzvah to put on strings. And not that you have a mitzvah to put on dalet kafis with strings. If you look at the Chumash, really, that's what the Torah says. Daber el b'nei Yisrael ma'amarta alayhem v'asu lahem tzitzis al kafei v'gneim l'dairesam. You have a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the corner of your beged. Right? You have a mitzvah to place the tzitzis on your beged. That means, doesn't say v'hisatfu b'tzitzis. Doesn't say the mitzvah is a mitzvah to put on a beged that has tzitzis. Once you have the beged, then you put on the tzitzis. Now, okay, the bracha. Let me tell you first for a minute. You guys have been learning Gemara Rashi Taisis for the last couple of days. You have to stop. You have to start now to learn the mitzvah tzitzis. The Shagas Aryeh has a number of pieces, Lamed and Lamed Beis, that are the gear to this. One of them, the Shagas Aryeh, has a question of when to make a bracha on a talis. Do you make the bracha on the talis? It has to be over lasiyasa. Do you make the bracha when you're holding the talis over you right before the atifa? Or should you put it on you and then make the bracha? No one holds you make the bracha when the talis is in the bag. That's over la'over. You take it out, you hold it over yourself. Then the question is, do you make it before the atifa? Or, I think most people make the bracha before the atifa, that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Or, should you first be ma'atif, and then, during the atifa, when it's on you already, make the bracha. When is the second that's ovel asiyasa? Now, obviously, What we're saying now, this Tosfos should turn out l'chayra to do it later. Over the over, right? He's supposed to do it over last year, not over the over. What? If you didn't do that tifa yet, right? The second after. Okay, so you mean how do you cut it? How do you divide it? Okay,
so the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha?
Well, you're not supposed to do things during a bracha. During the bracha itself, you're not supposed to be doing anything.
Right.
Over last yasan has to be the beginning of the bracha. By Mila, they say. Right? But okay, I mean it to illustrate. Now, tomorrow we are going to deal with a major problem with this whole mahalach. Should I tell you problems? So far, it's good. So far, everything is gishmak. We learned a chiddush today in mitzvahs tzitzis. Now, before I get to the problem, I want to come back to Rabbi Chanan from yesterday. Okay, one second. So far, we learned the chiddush in mitzvahs tzitzis. What did Rabbi Chanan say yesterday? Rabbi Chanan asked, why not tell him, why are you wearing pishtan, wear tzemer? Right? It's really, he brought Tosis kasha. Tosis asked the kasha. What are you wearing pishtan for? Don't wear pishtan, wear a tzemer beged. Rabbi Chanan said, the kavanas Tosis, it's his taste. Lahanasai, he's putting on whatever he wants. He wants to wear pishtan. So the question is, you want to? So that's why you're over on Aveira. You're over on Shabbos because you want this beged instead of that beged. What kind of business is that? The part of Rabbi Chanan is that the mitzvah starts after you put on the beged. Once you put on the beged, you get a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. By matzah, I have two matzahs in front of me, a chadosh and a yashim. The chiyuv started already. There's nothing to do with my personal preference. The chiyuv began already. And since the chiyuv began, so I am permitted, I'm a chiyuv to eat the one that's yashon. I can't say I like the chadosh better. You could like it better, but it has nothing to do what you like. You have to do the mitzvah. By tzitzis, what are you going to tell me? Why are you putting on the pishtan, put on the tzemer? I'm not a chiyuv to put on the tzemer. I'm a chiyuv to put on the pishtan. The mitzvah begins a second after I put on pishtan. So here, I put on pishtan, and now the Torah threw a mitzvah on me. So now, tell me how to do the mitzvah. I do it with Shabbos. Don't give me eitzes to take off the pishtan. The mitzvah is, once I put it on, I have a mitzvah to put it on. I have a mitzvah to put on the strings. That's the chetimtzah of the mitzvah tzitzis. So, the kasha that we're asking, how are you allowed to be over a shatn is, take off the baguette. Take off the baguette. So let me ask you, why is that not a good question? Let's see. I'm standing here, and I'm putting on a baguette pished on four corners. No tzitzis on it. And I pull out my tchelas, I'm ready to put it into the corner. You say, 1 minute. Why you're being over the issa shatn is, just don't wear it. What do you mean, don't wear it? I'm not mechuyev to take off a baguette because of tzitzis. If you tell me not to put the tzitzis on, I'll wear it without tzitzis. The Torah should tell me what it wants. The Torah wants, I should put on shatnez or I shouldn't. Everyone was asking this morning that how could you wear tzitzis and be over shatnez? Just don't wear it. You're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. You're not mechuyev to wear a dalet kafis baguette. Just take it off. According to the Mordechai, your kasha doesn't start. I'm zicha not mechuyev to take it off. I have a dalet kafis baguette of linen. There's no way I have to take it off. If you're telling me it's an aveira, so I won't put on the strings and I'll wear it without strings. I can wear it without the strings.
But once it's on, you have to put on the tzitzis.
So once it's on, I have to put on the tzitzis, and then it's going to be a say of tzitzis doichalosei of shatnas. But the kasha, that how can I be over shatnas, take it off? That kasha, take it off, it's not a kasha. Because I'm not mechuyev to take it off if I don't have the strings. The whole point of this Mordechai is you're not obligated to take off a baguette. That's not one of the choices. The Torah never said don't wear dalet kafis without tzitzis. The Torah never said that. I'm allowed to wear it. Question is, should I put in the strings or not? So now we say, you could wear shackles. He answered the question. He didn't answer the question. You're not mukhayyaf to take it off. It's efshir l'kayim shnei by taking it off, but I'm not obligated to take it off. The mitzvah tzitzis doesn't obligate me to take it off.
He's saying that a person is doing something that you can't do with time in tzitzis, there's no chiyuv tzitzis in the first place.
So there are two choices. Either there's no chiyuv tzitzis, or there's a chiyuv tzitzis that's doicha shabbos. Those are two choices by Lavan. By
the second thing is that if someone's wearing pishtim, so the option of taking it off, the option is there's no chiyuv tzitzis in the first place. No
okay. So the option is either there's no chiyuv tzitzis or there's a chiyuv tzitzis with shabbos.
There's no option taking it off, not an option.
It's not an option. Well, I'm right. It's not an option that the halacha should obligate me to.
Taking it off is not a key
mitzvah
tzitzis. Anyway, we have the other one.
Because I won't have the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have the mitzvah.
Either way.
That Rabbi Hanan's Hezber, though, at least one of the two is better, was the way I'm explaining it. The Shagas Aryeh brings a raya to the Mardechai from Halacha L'maisa, where the Baal Amor, in the beginning of the third parak of Menachos, listen to this Baal Amor. Baal Amor says that none of us should wear Dalet Kantis today. All of us, we wear Talis Cotton. At times we wear Talis Gadol. The Baal Amor says we shouldn't be doing it. Why? Because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tchelis. Bizman hazeh, we don't have Tchelis. Frek the Baal Amor, what right do we have to put on a four-cornered baguette and be mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tchelas? We're being mevatel mitzvah tchelas, assuming we don't have tchelas today. So there shouldn't be a heter to wear dalet kanfis. Every time you put on dalet kanfis, you're mevatel the mitzvah tchelas. Sounds like from the Baal Amor that his shul or his with the talmidim, they didn't wear tzitzis. Period. That's what it sounds like. What? Well, obviously, like the Mordechai, it's good. And the Shagas Aryeh says that the whole Baal Amor is answered like this Mardechai. The reason that we wear Dalet Kanfis and we wear Dalet Kanfis, even though every day when you put on your Dalet Kanfis, you're mevatel mitzvah tchelas. The mitzvah saseh of tchelas, you're being mevatel. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to put on tchelas. And you mevatel it. If you wouldn't wear dalet kanfis, you wouldn't have a problem. Now you have dalet kanfis, you have a problem. What right do you have to put it on? Says the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Beis, the Mordechai. For us, we don't have tchelas. Every day is like Shabbos. Look, I mean tchelas. Just like if I put on four kanfis on Shabbos, I have no choice. I can't put on tzitzis. Today, if I put on Arba Kamfais, even on a weekday, I'm in onus lagabi mitzvah tchelas because I don't have tchelas. So why do we make a bracha? The Mishnah says that tchelas ain't a ma'akiv es alavan. That you can make a bracha on the lavan alone.
Why do we make the bracha over lasiyas not putting it on? If we're relying on Mardechai after the eat
that we're mechayiv. That's the Shagas Aryeh. Why do we do it before? We should do it later. Hopefully we'll still get to that. However, this nekuda of the Mordechai, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is, once you're wearing it, then, and if you're an honest, you're off the hook, that whole idea is the reason we do tchelas today. The brisk in Eretz Yisrael, there's some that don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. On Shabbos they don't wear tzitzis in the street. I'm sure they wear. But they don't wear on Shabbos the chayshish of the Baal Amor Ashita that it's carrying. That I don't know why not chayshish during the week, but that's their hanhag. The hanhag is like Abi Shabbos the chayshish should not make a mitzvah. The strings is carrying, So they don't wear it. What?
Still, it would be kind of the mitzvah, not to be kudum.
Yeah, okay, because they're cheshish for Rebbe. Rebbe holds tchilas nakedus alav. And Balaam Mor passes like Rebbe, so that's part of his cheshish. Okay, but at any rate, the. So what are we saying? We're saying now that when you have a mitzvah kiyumis, we're talking about tzitzis mezuzah ma'akah. It's true about all of these. Anytime you have a mitzvah kiyumis, there's no lav, there's no aveira in putting yourself in the case of the mitzvah without being able to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you're an onus, there's no problem putting yourself in the Eicha Timtza, even though once you put yourself in the Eicha Timtza, you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. If you're being honest, there's no problem with it. You're allowed to put yourself into such a situation. There's no lav in the Torah. This is the Mordechai's Yisoid, as I said, which Yeshua Gassayu agrees to.
How would it apply to Makkah?
How would it apply to Makkah? If I have a house with a roof, and what would be the case? The roof, the Makkah falls down on Shabbos. So now I'm not allowed to walk on the roof? No. Mordechai says you're allowed to. Even though there's no Makkah there, you've got to be careful. But it doesn't say that you're not allowed to walk on a roof without a Makkah. It says, well, it's just in the Misefa you have to have a Makkah. There's no Loshen of a lav. This is the Chiddush of the Mordechai. I was thinking that this might be a heter, and we have to see what Paiskim say, but there's a Shaila today about certain electronic gadgets which would get ruined if you table them. Certain things which get ruined if you table them. Now, the old-fashioned electric urns or sandwich makers or French fry machines, these things, if you table them, you don't ruin them. As long as you don't plug them in when they're still wet. Water doesn't ruin a wire if there's no electricity. What water does, the reason it says warning, do not immerse in water, is because if you plug it in, the water is going to short circuit the electrical component. The electricity is going to go through a short circuit of water, and it's going to ruin it. But if you tivel a urn or any of these contraptions, and you let them dry, it's not an issue. There are today certain electronic components, electronic devices, which always have water in batteries in them. Which, like your cell phone, it's even when you take out the battery, it still has a battery inside it, the backup battery. There are electronic devices that do. Let's say the Hechatimtzis, it's impossible to title it without ruining it. It may not be the Hechatimtzis, maybe you can get that battery out, I don't know. But let's say the Hechatimtzis is that if you title it, you would ruin it. I would think that's the same as the Mordechai. Tfilas Kalim is a mitzvah kiyumis. I could go my whole life, never own my own keli, and never have to tivel it. Or I could have all kelim of cheres and never have to tivel it. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If I buy a metal keli and I want to use it, then I have to tivel it. If I can't tivel it, l'chayre like this Mordechai, it doesn't stop me from using it. Just like I don't have to walk out of a house if there's no mezuzah. I don't have to take off a beged if there's no tzitzis. I don't have to not use a keli because it's impossible to tell you. I'm an honest on the tefillah. What? The chiyuv comes when you want to use it. When you want to use it. So the use, the using it makes it into a mitzvah. Yeah, but the Torah doesn't say don't use untitled keli. It says yaveh b'mayim. A little water. And there's rather a raya to it. It says in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Chaf, that a keli of shutfis of a yid nagai, you don't have to title. If you have a keli that belongs to shutfis, a guy in the yid buy a pot to shutfis, you don't have to title it because it's title the sheretz biyadai. Why is it up to title it? It still belongs to a guy. And Beis Meir asks, and the Gilian of the Yaradeya, that what do you mean? You have a keli, half yid, half guy. You don't have to title it, because when you title it, it doesn't help. It still belongs to the guy. So the Beis Meir says, so it should be also to use it. If it's impossible to tevel it, so what do you mean you're allowed to use it without tevel? If it's impossible to tevel it, it should be also to use it. If we extend the Mardechai to Tfilas Kalim, it's a big if, but if we extend the Mardechai to Tfilas Kalim, then we have the Chiddush that by a mitzvah kiyumis, I put myself in the Hecha Timtza, and I become an Onos, there's nothing wrong. I'm allowed to put myself into a situation of a mitzvah, and when I'll be an Onos. The Torah doesn't say a laugh, it only says a mitzvah. I'm not doing the mitzvah anyway. That wasn't. Chayadam. Yeah, but see, you're right. But a mitzvah chiyuvis, there's no third option. By tefilas kelim, you could argue with me, he says the third option, don't use it. What? I don't want to hang my head on the chayadam. You see the size of the chayadam. But even without that, here, by mitzvah kiyuvis, it would be. Right, but there, say the same thing. By Nida, that if she's an onus, I'm going to the mikveh, but so you're going to do make her tar without going to the mikveh. I think there it's different. It's not. There's no mitzvah kiyumis there. There, she has a mitzvah of tumah on herself. Until she takes it off, there are certain isurim that apply. So there would be different because there she has to be misakin herself, like shechita. Shechita is also mitzvah kiyumis. You can go your whole life without shechting. But I'm not going to say if you're an onus, you're allowed to eat the meat. Because right? There's a separate isser on eating the meat. On a nida, there's a separate isser. The Torah does say you should be near the tvasa myself, that you're not allowed to be by a nida. So, see, there the Torah does express it as a lot. Now, there's a. Reb Shlomo Eger asks a kash on the Mardechai. Shlomo Eger asks from Yeridaya. It's in the Gilian Yeridaya. What is it? Kisei Adam is Simin Chof Zayin. Zachar Ches. Chof Zayin, Chof Ches, both. Okay, the Shagasar, the Reb Shlomo Eger asks a kash. It says there that if you shecht a bird, there's a mitzvah kisei adam. An animal, there's no kisei adam. A bird or a chaya, there's a kisei adam. If you have no offer, don't shecht. If you have no offer to do kisei adam, don't shecht. So he says, 1 minute. Kisei adam is also a mitzvah kiyumus. You can go your whole life without kisei adam. I bet you most of the guys here never did kisei adam. Unless you do it by kafaris, you go to Beis HaShechita. Who does kisei adam? It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you shecht a bird, then there's a mitzvah kisei adam. And here it says, don't shecht. And don't shecht because you won't be able to do kisei adam. What's the difference between wearing arba kanfais, a riddle. What's the difference? That when it comes to dala kanfais, we say you're allowed to wear dala kanfais, and you'll be an onus legabe the tzitzis. And by shechita, why don't we say the same thing? You're allowed to shecht, you'll be an onus legabe the offer, assuming there's no offer, whatever the case could be. Someone's in a jail and he can't get out of the building, and there's no earth, concrete floor. So we say you're not allowed to shecht without kisei adam. Good kasha, no? Why don't we say the same thing? It doesn't say lois shechut b'loi kisei adam. It just says v'kisei b'afa. So shecht it, and then you're known as on kisei adam. Shlomo Eger's kasha. To put under. To put under. And putting under is actually before. Maybe you're right. You're saying if you have enough under, enough on top, maybe it'll be more to attack. Maybe. Look to the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Not the Iker, but the Taka Mitzvah. One thing you see from Shlomo Eger, he understands the Mardechai, the way we're talking about it, that he's talking about all mitzvahs kiyumis. Any mitzvah kiyumis, which means a mitzvah that you could have passed yourself from, you put yourself into it, that a mitzvah kiyumis, the Mardechai is saying, you don't have to avoid coming into the situation just because you're anonymous. The Stipler has a teretz on Shlomo Eger's kasha. The Stipler is in two places, above Abbasis and in Yud, and in Menachis Simchav Gimel. The Stipler says a teretz, but it's not gemina lahalacha, so you have to know. But anyway, the Stipler says that there's a difference between tzitzis or mezuzah or makkah and kisei adam. By kisei adam, if I don't shecht the bird now, I'll shecht it a week from now, I'll do the same shechita with the mitzvah of kisei adam. I have two choices: shecht it today without, or shecht it later with kisei adam. I've only shecht this bird once, either today or when I get offer. My two choices there are either do it with or do it without. So there, you have to do it with, because you have two choices. By tzitzis, it's Shabbos. I'm going to put on Arba Kantis without tzitzis. So you're going to tell me why you're putting it on today without, wait till Sunday and put it on with. It's not a taina. Because I could wear it today and I could wear it Sunday. I could do it both. The fact that I'm wearing it today is not mafkia a later mitzvah. Because I could wear it today and I could wear it later. So the Mardechai, the Stipler is saying, the Mardechai is ongoing in a case where today's mitzvah can't be pushed off. I'm not going to do the mitzvah anyway today, no matter what. I can't push it off. Because, let's say, mezuzah. I'm in a house without a mezuzah. I say, move out of the house, move in tomorrow. Tomorrow you will have a mezuzah. Yeah, but I'll have the mezuzah tomorrow anyway. I want to do it today and tomorrow. So in the case of the Stipler, the Mardechai is talking by mitzvahs that can't be pushed off. Meshenken kisei adam, he tainis, is a mitzvah which could be pushed off, because you could shecht this bird tomorrow. If you have the option of pushing it off, you push it off and do it the right way. That's the Stipler's tainis. I think your kasha is right. I'm saying the Stipler correctly. I'm repeating it correctly. I think the time is a good time, huh? But this is the way the Stipler is mechalik. If you don't like the chiluk, you have to come with a different teretz. Shlomo Eger, they say, good kasha. Anyway, this is the Yesod Hadvarim. Now, the problem. I told you there's a problem. Coming back to our Gemara, why are we talking about all this? Because our Gemara says a tremendous chiddush. From Shatnez by Tzitzis, we're going to learn how to say Dechot Lesesay. Even though Tzitzis is different than most Aseis, all the other cases of a Say Dechot Lesesay that we have mentioned, I don't know, all that we will mention maybe, are all mitzvahs chiyuvius. Right? What are we talking about? Grusha for Yibum. Yibuchoyev too. Matzah of Tevel, of Chadash, Yibuchoyev too. Or what's another case? I say Dechot Lesesay. No, we have to come up with a case. Let's see, what was the third case? I forgot already. Huh? Mila Mitzaras. You have to do Bris Mila. These are cases where you have to do it. It's Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Our Gemara is saying, at least at this point, that we're going to learn how to say Dechot Lesesay from Shatnez with Tzitzis. So it's got to fit. It's got to fit. That by tzitzis has to fit with the rules of a seidah chalaisa say. So that's how we got into the problem that if it's efshir, l'kayim shneim, so it wouldn't be a good case of a seidah chalaisa say. And here it's efshir l'kayim shneim, you can take off the bag and shalpishta. So we're explaining that that's not the way tzitzis works. Tzitzis works, once you put it on, then you have a mitzvah. Shakas Aryeh Simon Lamed has a kasha, which we're going to deal with tomorrow. The Isser Klayim starts B'Shas Atifa. The Isser of wearing Shatnez is even for the first second. Ashat Chasiba. Any time that you're wearing, shatnez, you're leisil by shatnez. You now have put on shatnez. Shatnez is the first second. Tzitzis, Taisa Sandav Tzadik says, starts a second later. Now you can ask me, is it half a second, 2 seconds, 1 second? I'm not sure. But Taisa says it, it's not Achrayni Shadiyuk. Taisa is macro from the Gemara that the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shas ituf akati l'machayiv. While you're wrapping yourself in the tzitzis, you're not mechuyev. It's only after it's on. So what's the problem? One of the rules of a seidai falaisa say is that it has to be b'innei, it has to be at the same time. I can't be over alav now in order to get an assay later. So frek the shagas aryeh, and the shagas aryeh agrees with the Mardechai Zisai. Frek the shagas aryeh, sadin shatnez b'tzitzis is not b'innei, it's not at the same time. We only say assay daichalois assay. If the assay and the lois assay come at the same moment, if they're coming at the same second, you're not allowed to be over a lois assay to prepare for an assay. Right? Even if assay is dech a lois assay, but not in preparation for it. So the kasha then is, how is shatnez b'tzitzis a good case of assay dech a lois assay? It's not bad, isn't This is the kasha. And as I said, for tomorrow, you all learned this Gemara Rashi Taisis. You have to get a hold of the Shagas Aryeh, Siman Lamed. If you can find the Stipler Amenachis, it's not on the shelf, the Stipler Amenachis, Siman Chav Gimel, on the Mordechai, you should learn it. You should take the time to understand the Mordechai. Don't just hear it now and write it down and put it away. The Mordechai is a big kinyan in Yedias HaTorah, and you should have a kinyan in it. At least you should see it in the Magen Avraham, but you should understand the Mordechai, have a Havana in it. Tomorrow we're going to deal with Shagas Aryeh Siman Lamed, the Tosis, which I wanted to do today, I'm going to end up doing probably Sunday. So, sure.